This should be question four. Yes, it's recording. Let me go on and do question four before I bail on this session. During the shoot, did you pick up any freelance gigs, or was book selling, paying rent, buying film stock, covering processing, etc.? Well, you know, Book Wars was shot mainly on video with some Super 8 film, and a lot of that had to do with the cameras that were available. In the beginning, I was borrowing equipment. I didn't have my own equipment. So when a Super 8 camera became available, I used that. And, you know, film stock for Super 8 is pretty cheap, but not as cheap as video. It was about $14 for Tri-X, black and white. And then processing was like $22 or something like that. Color was like 16 plus 27 or 30 for processing. I forget now. So obviously, Super 8 had to be shot more sparingly. Most of it was video, and it was not a single shoot. It was an ongoing, as is most the case with most documentaries, it was an ongoing process that went on for quite a while, shooting here and there, picking up shots, editing, picking up more shots, shooting some more. So the shoot extended, the shoot, quote-unquote, technically extended from 1995 until 1999, or even 2000, because the movie was finished and released in June 2000. It went to the New York Underground Film Festival in March. It was still a fine cut. And I think I was still doing a little shooting in the beginning of the year 2000. So, 5-year shoot. But not straight through. A lot of, you know, that's something I'd like to point out. It's kind of a curiosity that you'll see. And I'm kind of dubious about, and I would suggest people use their critical thinking. Whenever you encounter a project, a film, or whatever, a research project, sociology, textbook, whatnot, where the author says, you know, made over the course of 20 years, you know, that's like a selling point almost. That doesn't necessarily mean they spent 20 straight years making it. It means that they did some shooting or writing or researching at one point and then paused and then went back to it at another point. So the aggregate amount may only have been a year or 6 actual months of shooting or writing, if in the case of a book. So it's a curious thing when people use that as a selling point for a lot of things, you know, made over the course of 10 years or 20 years in the making. I am dubious about all that because let's say you picked up the camera for an hour in year one, and then 5 years later you went back and picked it up for an afternoon. You can't very well say that that's 5 years of work. But you know how it is. People are sensational and want to, you know, sell and market their movie, and, you know, God bless them. But for anyone who's hearing that as like a selling point, whether it be a movie or a novel or a sociological textbook, always take that with a grain of salt. I mean, Book Wars was, in fact, made over the course of 5 years. That's verifiable. Did I pick up freelance gigs? Yeah, there were plenty of other gigs I did during the book selling days. Book selling was like a meat and potatoes type micro enterprise. It was a micro enterprise that required little overhead and generated cash. Those were the appealing aspects of it. It wasn't like a dream job completely, but it was appealing in that the overhead was low. It was fairly interesting. I mean, you're dealing with books and not just like, you know, knockoff handbags from China. And, you know, which means if there's some downtime, you can actually poke through some books and read them. So it was one of a palette of different occupations I had at the time. At times it was full time, and sometimes, by the nature of it, you could pack it up and put it into storage. Let's say, for example, and there were times, let's say I had a freelance gig for a week, 5 days. I would go and do it. I would put the books aside and just stick them in storage and go and do the gig and then bring the books out again when the gig was over. Who can say whether, if that's the most successful approach or not? Maybe psychologically, it's best to commit yourself to only doing freelance and saying, I'm only going to look for gigs and nothing else, because then my mind will force me to find the gigs, etc. You know, that train of thinking, train of thought. However, I think it's wise to reduce one's exposure in a variable economy by having multiple revenue streams. And so that's basically what book selling was as a financial thing. So at times, oh, and then here, buying film stock. Yes, when the movie was completely self-funded, except for an advance I got near the end from Arte, ZDF, a French-German broadcaster. They gave an advance based on a contract I'd signed for the hour-long broadcast rights in Europe, the premiere. So I used that as finishing money. That was at the very, very end. But the entire rest of the process was completely self-funded. No fundraising even from Michelle Negroponte, the co-producer, or the Montoyas. The Montoyas, they let me use their equipment for free, well, in a deferred basis. I'm still actually paying it off, actually. But there was no fundraising. There was no crowdsourcing. There was no fundraising. None of the producers involved were actual producers in that sense. So to answer your question, if it came time to buy some film stock, I was out of stock and I wanted to pick up some shots. It was a nice day. There was an interesting vibe, good lighting. Let's say it was film. Well, I'd ask somebody to watch the table and I would run over to Rafik on Broadway. It's a film supply house upstairs in this loft. Run up there and get a couple rolls of Super 8 or one, come back downstairs and shoot. Or run to one of the pharmacies that had high 8 or regular 8. I think I was shooting on high 8 sometimes and regular 8 at other times, Super VHS. It depended, you know, the camera that I had lying around, because I didn't have funds to buy a camera. I was borrowing. So yes, as the books were sold, I would have a wad of cash there finally, and then go and buy more stock or video, and then just keep going. That's how it worked when I was in New York. When I was editing in San Francisco, it was different because I couldn't sell books. They didn't have a scene there. I looked into it. There was no used book selling scene on the street in San Francisco, surprisingly. I mean, there's a literary scene there, of course. Lawrence Ferlinghetti, I met up with him briefly and I showed him the movie. I gave him a tape. He liked it. He said it was anarchistic. And he's, you know, one of the last of the Beats, the real Beats. City Lights Bookstore is where I made contact with him. Anyway, aside from the literary tradition of San Francisco, there is not a street bookselling scene. So I couldn't do the books, and I did other odd jobs in San Francisco. I did bicycle cab. I was for tourists and others down in Chinatown and Fisherman's Wharf. That's a whole other story. With mixed results, sometimes great, sometimes awful. I was a temp doing office admin work, and sometimes it was great and easy, and sometimes it sucked. And whatever I needed to do to keep going, I would do. I had to. I tried, you know, and while I was applying for grants and researching grants at the Foundation Center, there I wasn't able to get grants. This is, Book Wars is not a grantable project, really. It fell between the cracks of the fundable demographics, you know. I myself am not from a fundable demographic. I'm a regular, quote-unquote, white guy, without a blue chip funding angle. Even though, in fact, I was just barely getting by, and the project should have received funding, but it just didn't. despite all the pitches and contacts and efforts I made. So I had to fund it myself out of pocket until at the very end we got the advance from Arte ZDF. And that's, I'm thankful to Michelle for that. He put me in touch with Doris Hepp at ZDF Arte. I don't know if she's still there or not. And based on the cut of Book Wars at the time, I was able to, we negotiated a deal, and then I got an advance on the broadcast fee, and at which I applied towards finishing the movie and paying off expenses, you know, and some student loans and all that other, you know, stuff along the way. Wow. I hope that's it. Oh, no, that's it for number four. And I'm going to stop now for a while.